dog in your yard and you didn't want it there, you might have something in your hand. You might be tempted to throw it at it. So you might say, yesterday I, at the dog, I, yesterday I had a, something in my hand. Say it, what? What would you throw at a dog?
Anything you had in your hand.
I'll say it. You picked it up out in the yard. It was a rock or a stone.
Threw a rock at it.
You knock on the door and nobody shows up, so you say to yourself, looks like there's nobody
home.
Or it looks like he isn't, looks like same thing. It looks like he isn't, looks like George isn't
home.
You probably wouldn't say at home or isn't to home, isn't to home, isn't at home or just home.
He isn't here, I think.
Now just for the sake of argument here, let's assume that you like coffee. I don't know whether you do or not.
I don't drink coffee.
Let's say there are two ways to drink it, and we don't. And I'm after a certain combination of sounds here, so that's why I'm setting this just for the sake of argument. Say that there are two ways of drinking coffee. One of them is to put milk in it, and the other one is to have no milk in it. So you might say, I like my coffee
black,
or using the word milk. I like it.
Oh,
I use it. I like my coffee with milk.
With milk.
Or you might say, I like my coffee
light.
Or
no. Without milk.
Some people say without. You said without. That's what I was after. Now, if train was coming this way and I was going that way, you might say the train was coming
toward me.
You go downtown and you see somebody you didn't expect to see, and you come home and tell your wife, guess who I
saw?
Or guess who I ran?
Ran into.
And the boy's name is George, and his father's name is George. And the parents might say, we named our boy
George Jr.
Or we named him his father. We named him
after his father.
After his
father.
Yes,
we've got that in the family.
We have that in our family. George Sr. and George Jr.
The animal that barks is a
dog.
And if you wanted to call the dog, make the dog attack another dog, you'd say to the dog, what would you say to the dog?
That's a real mad, you might say.
Sick 'em.
And you wanted to call your dog to you, you'd say,
come here.
Come here, I suppose.
And you say you gotta watch out for that dog, you might get
bitten.
Sure enough, he was same thing. Sure enough, he was the dog bit him, so sure enough, he was by the dog. He was bitten.
He was bitten by the dog.
Okay. Now the animal, you say, watch out when you walk across the pasture, you better watch out for the angry
bull.
Do you ever use a word for bull around in the presence of women that you wouldn't use elsewhere? What would you call him?
Bull. Gentleman cow. I have heard that.
We just don't use all those fancy names because the man in the head just talks.
Mm-hmm. Have you had one ox, let's say, and another ox? I know it's been a long time since anybody ever had these, but just for the sake of argument. If you had one ox and another ox, you might say you have a
yoke of oxen.
And if you had a yoke here and a yoke here, you might say, I have two
yokes.